Hello, hello. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for tuning in today. I can't believe we are coming to the end of September. For those listening in real time, episode 2095, almost at 2100 here. Of course, we're plugging along with the podcast. Got lots of stuff coming up for the final quarter of the year. And I'm just so excited to make this for you every day. Thanks for listening. Today's episode is part of our series called Your First $1,000. And as you might surmise from the title, it's all about how someone made their first $1,000. How, in fact, did they get to that point? If they were transitioning from another role, which I believe today's story has done, or if they've just started from scratch, whatever it is, how do they get to that point of making $1,000? And hopefully they can go on, you know, far beyond that point. But we like to look at this genesis, this origin moment. Because once you can earn $1,000 on your own, it's not that much harder to earn $2,000 than $5,000, $10,000, and beyond. And with that in mind, today's feature comes from Michelle in Central Florida. As you'll hear, she was working as a personal trainer, but decided to make a big change and become a life coach. A life coach. Interesting. Okay. How does that work? Let's hear from her. Is she able to manifest her way to a full slate of clients? Let's hand the microphone over to her.
My name is Michelle, and this is the story of how I started my business as a life coach. I was working as a personal trainer, and I had high-end clients. Yes, I've made some money, but I know that when I look back at my life, no matter how successful I was at my business, I would remember that there was something else I wanted to do even more. Instead, I want to move toward my goal. I want to manifest my ideal life. So I'm transforming my business. I told myself it's time to move from being a coach to being a life coach. Every morning around 10 a.m., you can find me walking out to my porch where I sip coffee with an ear to my phone, watching my Instagram feed. By the way, I'm not even a college graduate. I'm just a regular girl with an Instagram account. I have 34,000 followers who recently noticed she couldn't stop checking her social media feeds. It's my job to help you make the best decisions you can. So here's what I learned from my first month of being a life coach. Jim Morrison said, either write something worth reading or do something worth writing. And so my first month as a life coach taught me something pretty valuable. People want to be coached, and they are willing to pay someone to do it. That's actually an exciting thing to realize. I didn't know it was true until I started asking around. There are three specific takeaways from the first month when I also made my first 3,000, not just 1,000. Number one was show up each day to work and focus on giving someone else what I can deliver with the resources I have. Number two, convert people who are dissatisfied with how they're living or what they're doing into paying clients who need to grow their businesses. Number three, most importantly, don't give up when something doesn't work. These things take time. Some of the things that didn't work as well. Number one, explaining to my friends I was leaving to start a life coaching business while I was working as a well-paid trainer. They just didn't get it. Number two, going to networking events that didn't accomplish anything. Number three, people telling me they're going to call me for a coaching session and then not following through. Overall, this month taught me a lot about mental clarity and how to let go of ideas that don't work for you so you can move on to do more things that do work. Oh, I should mention that I had a false start last year. I tried to implement this business model into my life, and my mental issues got worse instead of better. Finally, I decided that I couldn't manage the stress of being a life coach if I wasn't stable enough to not flip out and give up. I had to stop doing the work to try to figure out how to make this work. And I had to let the idea of starting a life coaching business go until this year. I knew that there was no way I could handle it if I hadn't grown my mental toughness first. That's what the first month back in business taught me. Mental clarity is not the result of doing something at all. Mental clarity comes from getting down to the basics and identifying how you're going to get to the root of your issues. I'm now going strong in month 4 and hoping to hit $5,000 in income and then keep going. I'll keep you posted. Thanks for the show and your books and all you do.
Michelle, thanks so much for telling us about your first $1,000. Really appreciate that report. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. There's all kinds of ways to come at these projects, whether as a transition, whether going into coaching, or just starting something completely different, an e-commerce business, a blog, some other service, some sort of B2B. You know, there's just so many things you can do. And that's why we try to feature a wide range of stories. Michelle is on Instagram at LifeCoachMichelle. If you've got a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's show notes are at, what is it? I believe it is 2095, sidehustleschool.com/2095. Episode 2095. Much more is coming up. Hope you'll tune in again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.